What's up, everybody? How's it going? Freshman Friday is here. We got a couple of projects that are new to the featured tab this week. Trying to grab some links for y'all so we can have mint links up here in the nest up top. If you're able to join as a speaker, if you want to join as a speaker, all you got to do is just throw up a little request to speak, and I can add you to the stage up here. I see you, Daniel. If you want to come up and speak, you're more than welcome, bro. Look, I realize, like, you know, you and Bad Berries were on the creators chat yesterday, so, you know, if you said your piece there and you just want to hang out and be part of the room, that's fine. I get that. But yeah, we got Daniel's project here at Saturated City. This is black and white photography, kind of mixed composition. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Hey, very good. How are you? What about you?
I'm doing well. Kind of a little bit, like, I feel like I don't have my feet under me today. There's a lot going on around the homestead and stuff like that. And so, you know, sometimes I feel like I don't have all of my wits about me going into my space or something, you know. Sometimes but I'm a pleb, so it works, right? I feel the role, I feel the, you know, the shoe fits type of thing. Why don't you tell us about your thing? I got link right there up top if you want to go mint. But yeah, go ahead and tell us about your photography NFTs that you've got here.
Well, I really want to thank you for the most, because yeah, you're so supportive to us for creators. So I really, really thank you for all what you do. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of excited because of, like, this is the real very first collection that I launched on the Web3. And this is like a whole experience, you know? So I'm just like mind blowing. I don't know what to expect, but it's kind of, yeah, like, I can't conceal the excitement, you know. So yeah, that project, that was how can I put this in words? That project is like a real concern that I got so many years ago when my city was in the middle of the smoke, like literally, because the forest that it's just behind of Bogota, it was on fire, and all this pollution was so heavy. And from my perspective, like, where I live is in the west, so I can see the eastern hills on fire, like at this huge panoramic, like, to see that dark situation that just gave me a punch on the face, you know, that picture in my mind, like, to see all that forest on fire. So I just decided to take this whole idea into account to do this project, like, how a city that has not any idea of what the inhabitants are doing to the environment, it has consequences, you know. So this project is like it's the picture of a concern of what are we doing to our environment. So the pictures that you will see in the mint, you will find that, like, that's a dystopian city with structures, buildings, and chaos, pollution is like the main character. But the same thing is like a wake up call of like what are we doing in our city that our environment is like is in danger. And for example, nowadays my city, Bogota, is currently having a huge problem with water because usually in this term of the year, like in April, May, we used to have a lot of rains, but we are super dry now, so we are running out of water. So it's kind of we are very, very afraid of our future because there's not water, enough water. So the government is taking actions to like to save the water. And maybe we have all this entire year, like 2024, like in a huge like concern, like I don't know how to say this. Like the idea of the government now is how we are going to save the water, the little amount of water that we have now because we are just too dry. So maybe this year, this current year, will be very difficult for us. And yeah, I think so. That's something that like maybe is kind of related with my project that I have just launched, like what our cities are doing to our environment, the impact that we have as a civilization on our environment. So this is like the whole idea. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing all that. That's quite a bit of like meat into your thought process, detail into your thought process. But definitely it's cool to hear like where this comes from. The teaser image on the Mint page is striking. So, having that background of understanding like there was, forest fires happening that was causing pollution and things like that that went into your thinking and some of the other things that are going on right now, driving the idea behind this. It's pretty cool. Was that like the fires you were talking about, were that was like not like a wildfire, right? But that was like burning of the forest because like to create room for building things and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mostly those are like those forest fires are human actions, but these fires are just because of many rich people over here wants to build their huge apartments in the highest part of the hills because of this is like the luxury maybe they think so. Yeah, we need land, we need a space to build our houses, and we don't care about the environment. We don't care about the forest, so just burn it up, you know? So that fire that I'm talking about was like I don't know, like 5, 6 years ago, if I'm not wrong. But the last year, or no, that was this year. That was in February, if I'm not wrong, that the same forest was on fire again. So there are so many pictures on the internet of that fires. That was like weeks, entire weeks of unstoppable fires. And you even if you are in the other side of the city, I mean, Bogota is huge, but if you are maybe in the another edge of the city, you can feel like the smell of a smoke. So that the fires that happens in our hills are so dangerous, so huge, and are so difficult just like it's to take control in the situation, like in these fires. So it's in you cannot avoid the to feel worried about the situation because you are breathing this smoke, you are breathing that disaster, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if anybody wants to ask Daniel any questions, like these spaces I run are pretty like chill, open forum. I know most of you have been in here before. But yeah, feel free if you want to come up. That mint opens in just over an hour, I guess. Right? 7 p.m. UTC. There's only 20 pieces, you guys. Daniel, these are all different pieces, right? Like, they're all going to have a different look or feel, even though they're built from the same scenarios, right? Like what it says in the teaser there, where it's you create each, those two panoramic scenes, but each piece that people mint will be its own feeling, just created from those two panoramas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, like the mint picture, like the whole picture is like a panoramic image of that dystopian city, but in this collection, I just divide this picture in two pieces. So each piece of that collection is very unique. The quality of those pictures is super high. It's like the format is JPG, but it's in high quality. And you can see like a super detailed pixel and structures. It's like a super high quality picture, each one. And yeah, as you said before, that every single picture is like a full of is unique, is not there's just one of a kind. But the idea is like, maybe if you got more than one piece, you can maybe join the pieces together and see how the picture, the whole picture, is like getting to one. So the you maybe can get a better like perspective of what the picture is in, is when is one, you know, when the pieces just join together, the picture, the whole picture becomes one. So this is kind of like an experiment. How can I make a puzzle of that puzzle, like the whole picture? Because if you see like this picture is made of a lot of pieces, like a puzzle, but now you should join the pieces of each panorama to make the whole puzzle. So that was an experiment. That was one of the decisions that I took when I was thinking about how can I launch a collection. And the last four pictures, because this collection is of 20 pieces, the last four pictures are not part of that puzzle. It's just, I was thinking about maybe I can do a picture of that maybe looks like a postcard. So there are four pictures that looks like, yeah, a postcard. It's in a square format, and you can see that picture is divided into the one of the dark panorama and another of the like the clear panorama, like the white panorama. There are a dark and a white panorama. So the postcards are made of those pictures, like a side A and side B. But yeah, maybe, or I was thinking like, yeah, maybe 20 pieces is a good number just for starting that collection. And four pieces like are very unique as a postcards. Maybe should be interesting for collectioners and you know, the people here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. That's a really good size. Like, we've had some of this type of like collection. I think I saw Figueroa's in the audience. I don't see Ara, but she's usually in or out of these spaces with us. But you know, they launched their collections that were smaller, 16, 19 pieces. They did well at this size collection around this price point. So I think you've kind of hopefully got the right idea there with the numbers on it. Like I said, we've had these types of collections, you know, not the art much different from yours, but you know, the idea of it being an artistic collection, a small collection. We've had some artists have some real good success with that in recent months. So I'm interested to see how the community receives this today. It's only 20 pieces, you guys. It's 3,000 stars each, but you hear what he's saying. Like, you can maybe get a couple that you're piecing together. So there's some other aspects to this too. There's a few, four of them that are just kind of their own thing. So yeah, kind of a cool concept here. And I'm really excited to see what the community does as it launches. And I'm also, you know, excited and thankful to have another new artist here getting a feel for Stargaze and hopefully a good experience because we've had some good ones lately. Conspiracy, I see your hand up, bro. What's up?
It's actually Christy. Sorry to disappoint.
No, that's all right. What's up, bro? How are you?
Good. Hi, Daniel. So, Homestead, Pleb, thank you for having spaces. And I don't know if you know, but Ara, Daniel, and the Whales had coffee last weekend. And it was so great to meet him and Ara. And we got to go back to her studio. And I want to, I guess, chill for Daniel. He is the nicest, kindest person. He was so great. He has great energy, and it was so great to meet him, and I just want to brag on him, and his artwork is super cool. He showed me, we have Transmillennial here, which is like a huge metro system, and his artwork was actually featured. Big giant photographs of his artwork was featured on the Transmillennial. So he's a big deal here, and I'm sure he's being humble, but I hope people go and mint his collection. And I wanted to ask him, because when we were talking over coffee, he and Whale Dad were talking about possibly putting into the metadata so that people could see how the puzzle fits together. So I was just curious, Daniel, if you got that figured out, is that something people should look for?
Yes, I mean, the metadata issue was kind of hard for me because that was the very first time that I was doing that, thinking about what is the metadata, how does it works. But I thinking that maybe in the metadata I should like put in somewhere like, yeah, this is a puzzle. Maybe you should join the pieces to get the pieces to join all together and make the whole picture. But in that moment, I was kind of maybe not hurrying, but I was thinking, okay, what should I do next? Like, what should I put in this metadata? I was kind of confused, but yeah, I mean, like, as the very first collection that I have done, I feel that I have learned so many things, and definitely metadata is one of the things that I have learned the most from, you know. So I was thinking, like, it's quite important to be here in these spaces to talking to you all about this project, to maybe to tell you the idea that the project is like a part of a puzzle, and maybe if you want to get a bigger picture, you must get more than one piece. Or maybe you can trade with another collectioner, you know, like to make your picture even bigger. So yeah, I think like these kind of situations, like the first mint, the first collection, are full of learning, and I think this is so valuable, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you just said about it being important for artists, creators, founders to speak to the community, you nailed that. And so thank you for understanding that, because I feel like we have, we have a lot of well-intentioned projects and well-intentioned creators, artists that don't realize you need to put in a little bit of time with the community so they hear who you are, what your thought process is, where this comes from, especially things like this, right? Like, to hear the passion and the inspiration of it, like, that makes a difference to a lot of people, especially collectors, right? Like, it really can make a difference to hear, oh wow, look, there was this event that created this whole art that, you know, inspired now this NFT project that he's doing. So yeah, like, thank you for joining us, Daniel, and giving us some insight into that, because I it is important. I feel like the creators, the founders that do this, they have better success minting, they have better success and longevity with the community, you know, going forward after mint, things like that. So absolutely good for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I want to take this opportunity as well to say thank you to Aura and Figaro's, because they are one of the greatest teachers that I ever had. Like they are so supportive, like in my path, like in terms of this industry, like NFT industry, and they are so supportive, so patient to me, you know. So I really want to thank them, because they are really good friends, but they are also really good artists. And I really want to really thank as well to Signal, to all the team of Signal, Brady, Drew, you know, they are so supportive. They are so patient as well. Yeah, the family of the whales, the mom whale, dad whale, they are super, super kind people. I got the pleasure of joining with them, have breakfast, coffee, and chat in the morning, like in the last week. They are super, super cool guys. That was really, really, really a huge happiness that I felt, like to meet those guys in person. So I think this family, this community is super, super nice. It's super kind. And this is something that I'm really thankful for. So yeah, thanks for this space, for your time, your energy as well, you know, because I feel it.
Thank you, Daniel. And thank you to Conspiracy for coming up also and adding like the human side of it with meeting up and things like that. I appreciate that. But Christy, you have an open mint. Do you want to take a moment and chill or talk about the ongoing?
I didn't want to take away from the projects that are talking
freshman about Freshman Friday spaces for open and ongoing mints, as well as the Freshman Friday space. So
okay. Like,
We're here to promote the projects that are here on Stargaze, grinding, minting, well, things like that. So yes, please go ahead, take a moment.
Last week was huge. We were on your space, and I think Signal B got us started. We were, I think, 12 mints away from, 50%. We are actually really close to 75% just a week later. So we only have about 600 mints left before mint out. We're really close to 75%. At 75%, Whale Dad's donating a Pixel Squid, and we're going to award 2,000 stars. Basically, the whales like to give stuff away and connect community. So we're excited. We feel like we're picking up momentum. We've got plans to mint things from the Conspiracy Treasury that will get our holders rewards. So Whale Dad actually transferred one of his wrecked bulls over. That's going to get rewards for our holders. And then we plan on getting a couple of mad scientists. So, yeah. And I would just like to say I'm very proud of myself that I can say all of this confidently. About 6 weeks ago, I wouldn't have known what the hell I was talking about. So,
yeah, no, that's awesome. You're repping the project pretty well. So you should pat yourself on the back for that. Everyone give her a hand, right? Like, this is like y'all, most of you know Whale Dad. This is his wife. She's done this project with him. She did the hand-drawn art with it, right? Like, we've got wives coming into the space. Like, that is mass adoption right there. So everyone should just be given a hand for that. But no, seriously, Christy, like, good job. You guys, like, you know, I was hoping you'd mint quicker. I thought, like, with what you guys were presenting and the art and things like that, the mint would start out a little quicker. But you know what? You guys did a great job kind of recognizing that after the first week or so. And pivoting a little bit, right?
Yep. Pivot for still, the people.
You're still, yeah, like it was a pivot for the people. Very good. Like you're still rewarding holders. Like you did the send out for the green tokens and the gold tokens. The 75% giveaway is coming up. So like you're still pushing it. You're still rocking it. And I think that's great. If y'all haven't heard, like they have plans for the whole next year for different riddles and things like that that go along with the project. So if you've minted, there are things coming for holders. It's not just like we're trying to push this to get to the mint out and that's that. I think also you guys have recently started doing a little bit of floor sweeping too, to fill your own vault for different collabs and stuff down the road. So like you guys have put some thought into it. It sounds like you're hearing community feedback as well. So good job. And keep pushing forward. It'll be minted out in another week or so, hopefully.
I think so. Thank you.
Yeah.
And just for people who don't know, it is conspiracy themed. It's a mixed media collection. So we have some AI generated backgrounds. Some of them are collage. And then I hand drew all the traits. There's over 170 traits. And then I also sculpted aluminum foil hats. And so that kind of goes with the conspiracy theme. When we pivoted, we burned half the collection so that we could get it down to a smaller amount, because it's really important for our plans that we mint out. We have 12 months of clues. Well, if you're listening, you'll get a hint that you need to know about Wingdings. Wingdings is a big part of deciphering the clues. And then we also pulled out the one-on-ones just so that we could really make that a special collection. And so I'm actually working on a few. I'm almost finished with Elvis. I'm adding the Pope. I'm adding Epstein, a couple others. So there's going to be about 20 one-on-one pieces. Bad Kids whitewashing is in there. Abe Lincoln, the Ghost of Kennedy. So that's going to be a really fun collection to release. And we're hoping to release it, assuming that we mint out in the next couple of weeks. I want to release that at the beginning of May. And you have to have 10 or more of the original collection to be whitelisted for that.
That's cool. That's a decent way to like make sure the one-of-ones didn't get burned or anything, but still get them out to the community, not like hoard them or like auction them, which people always get worried about creators, like, you know, kind of lining their own pockets with their one-of-ones. So dope. Like, that's going to get it to your conspiracy culture minting group, like your holders, your dedicated community. You guys heard that, right? Like, you got to have 10 to get one of these dope pieces, have a chance at getting like whitelisted to mint one. So yeah, if you already have a few, Conspiracy Culture did an airdrop when they did the burn down. So you might actually be close to having 10 anyways. Go pull one more, go pull two more, get yourself to 10, and be eligible for some of that other stuff down the road. I don't know. But yeah, thank you, Christy, for joining. You're always welcome to speak, like open and upcoming mints. We need to give them a place to talk. They need more room, more forum, more space, more audience. So that's what this Freshman Friday space is for. So absolutely. Signal, it was troublesome getting the mic, but you're up, bro. So can we hear you?
Yeah, can you hear me? Sorry, I was on desktop before, so it wasn't.
That's cool. I hear you. Everyone else, give a thumbs up. Just since there was a bit.
Nice, thanks. Just coming by to say hi. I always appreciate these spaces and just want to support it and say hello to everybody. Excited for Daniel's mint going live in like just under an hour. And glad to see Conspiracy Culture, that you guys are doing well, picking up steam. That's awesome. I was curious, I had a question, Christy. Do you have any reference that, you know, Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, I'm Canadian, there's like a conspiracy theory that he's like the son of Fidel Castro. I was wondering if you had that one in there.
I don't, but let me write that down and see if I have extra bandwidth for that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's more of a meme than like a real theory, I think, but yeah.
Good stuff. Awesome. And for those of you who don't know, like, I feel like everybody in this space probably knows what I'm about to say, but Brady runs the artist chat after MySpace on Fridays. Everybody, we're all back together, right? Vacations are over, conference is over. So we're back to our usual regularly scheduled programs on Freshman Friday. So yeah, if y'all want to bounce over and support that space when we're done here, I would assume Daniel will be in there chatting, hopefully some other people. I'll be a listener. I get to pick up the kids once I'm done with this. So yeah, I'll support that way.
I had a question. Do you mind if I just pin a couple things that are minting that aren't featured? There's one, yeah, I really like from
absolutely, I was going to talk about Nucleus. It's not time yet, honey. And I was going to mention, like, I see Mad Cat down there, so I wanted to bring up the walkers that are still minting. And I also wanted to mention Yield Kitty, Yield Paws as well, while we're in this space today. So yeah, you can pin anything you want. Hang on one second. I'm getting interrogated.
Yeah. I'll take that moment just to show for a couple creators that I really like. One is Cosmograph. He's got a collection, an open edition minting right now, and it's part of this 5-piece series he's done. I think it's probably a pretty cool thing to pick up I'll just pin it here. Both for the art, like he's a graphic designer, independent creator. And the last time he did this, he did a series of five. And then he did a thing where if you burned all five, he would do just like a custom one of one for you. So he usually builds in things like that. So that's pretty cool. I don't know what his plan is for this one, but he usually has something interesting planned. So that's there's usually a good opportunity associated with collecting those. And then I also just wanted to shout out Drew, who's still minting. Oh no, I can't open my profile. Drew has a open edition minting that did quite well. It's open for just like another 50 minutes or so. And I just wanted to share that one as well, in case anyone didn't have the chance to pick it up. It's a very beautiful piece, big graphic, big collage style piece that he did. So there was just like, there's like 45 minutes left in that one. So I just wanted to shout it out as well. And I think Homestead has a bunch of the other collections covered. So I'll leave those to him. And yeah, our space is after this one. So if anyone wants to join in like about an hour, you're welcome to. And yeah, that's my promo stuff.
Thanks, brother. You're always welcome to show other things too. There's definitely times where I don't get to everything I want to talk about or something that I forget. So yeah, anything, like I said, this doesn't have to be only featured projects just because I label it the Freshman Friday space. It's like, that is definitely become the Stargaze minting event, right? So why not capitalize on that kind of branding and whatnot? So that's why I call it the Freshman Friday space, right? But we've got lots of creators who deserve recognition. We've got people who know how to launch their own thing. We've got people who have been featured in the past, and so they don't take that featured slot again, right? Like, they can use their communities, just self-launch. We've got folks who did what Coping Punks did. I see y'all down there, so shout out to you guys, because you had a great mint, and also a great first week on Secondary Marketplace. So yeah, like, it doesn't have to be like, this is the featured tab space. Creators chat is that, right? Like, we talk about updates for the chain and we talk about the featured projects pretty specifically in creators chat. So this is the extension of creators chat, in my opinion. And it's more to recognize, like, there's lots of stuff going on Freshman Friday. And like what you do, right? Like, we've kind of figured out a way to fill some of that void, to promote other projects, to promote, all the things going on Stargaze, as opposed to just the one or two things on the featured tab. So I think, you know, that's what this is for. That's what your space is for. And I think we're doing a much better job at getting that word out. So, hey, Peps, what's up? I see y'all in here too. Holy moly. Shout out Sweetcorns. I see you guys. Anybody who's got open or upcoming mints is welcome here to chat about what's going on. So, you know, Sweetcorns has got Doki Army coming up. Peps has got their own thing coming, right, Peps? So give those guys a follow, y'all. If they're not chatting today, keep an eye on them because they'll be sharing info. I did pin at the top. Like I said, Mad Cat's in the audience. Chilled Walkers is still minting, y'all. They've announced some different stuff partnership-wise with, like, Atlas DAO. You have to have a walker to get this World's airdrop coming up, is my understanding. But if you have Gekkies, I see Gekkies came into the space too, you get a bonus for having Gekkies on your World's airdrop. Anyways, you guys, if you don't know Chilled Worlds, it's just they haven't popped into your feed, right? Like, anybody who's been in this space a little bit in the Stargaze community knows Chilled Worlds, Chilled Kids, Chilled Walkers. So they're building this metaverse for Stargaze. They've collabed with a ton of projects. They've got different worlds they've built. Sneaky's got a world. They've got one for Bad Kids. They're working on one for Gekkies and Atlas DAO. Mad Cat's coming up. He's going to probably do a better job of me because he's like a real ambassador for the project, as opposed to just the general pleb. What's up, bro? Go ahead.
Thanks, bro, for the mic and the stage. I just want to clarify, Gekki holders qualify. I'm 99% certain they qualify if they hold either a Chilled Walker or a Chilled Kid. So it's not just walkers.
Cool. Thank you.
And yeah, if you guys haven't been to the metaverse, there's like a little portal there. You got the Bad Kids Town, which is open, and there's like a farm village town that's it's opened as well. I don't know if it's been announced yet, but there's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes I can't talk about yet, unfortunately, but I'd love to. But yeah, you covered it. There's 9 worthless 10 with the Atlas Style World. And we are still minting. We're at 65%. And the team has plans to help the mint move along in one way or another. So if you guys are holding and you're anxious to get to the secondary trading, like, that's not lost on the team. Don't worry. We're going to get to some sort of solution eventually.
I was wondering, like,
but if you guys
some of the posts you've made,
push it a little.
Some of the posts you've made, bro, Madcat, have like intimated that mint might close out. Like, there's been this like tone of like, you may lose your opportunity if you're still hedging or you're still waiting to see. So good to hear that in the space. Good to put that out there in the community. Like, the founders have a plan to wrap up the mint at some point here if, you know, it gets to that point.
Absolutely. It's been forward one way or another. But yeah, I should be posting more about it, to be honest. I feel like it's partly my fault we haven't minted out. You can't help but feel a little bit responsible. But yeah, I don't know.
I think we might be losing you a little bit here, buddy. Kind of cutting in and out, at least for me. I'm not sure if you're on the road or on the go or something. But yeah, I might have lost Madcat a little bit there.
I am outside in the not on Wi-Fi right now, so it might be a little, my connection a little.
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of connection where it's like every maybe fifth word or one word in a sentence gets dropped or something, but it's not bad. It's just if you're wandering, you might be getting into areas that are, you know, not as great coverage as others. I know exactly what that's like. If I go out and like if I get too close to my garden, I'll lose an X space. I've realized I can't go out and have a space while I'm in my garden, which is kind of a bummer. I love
thanks for the heads up. Unfortunately, there's nothing. Yeah, I'm watching my cats right now. Unfortunately, I can't do anything about my connection.
Yeah, no. Keep an eye on your cats, man.
Thank you for the space. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're always welcome. You're always welcome. And seriously, we can always, like I said, we can pump these open mints for sure. I want to take a minute to do the same for Yield Pause. I feel like I didn't do the service for them. I should have on my Monday space. But yeah, Yield Pause is still open, guys. And this is from GATA. They're investing a bunch of the mint funds into DeFi, and the yield from the DeFi will pay out monthly rewards to holders. The first monthly reward is set to go out on May 1st once they hit 50% minted. I guess that was enough for them to start like putting that stuff into the yield, into the DeFi protocols, right? Like that was where they hit their first milestone. I'm trying to find the other posts from them, y'all, but they're releasing a roll-up on Dimension. I would speculate here about what that might mean for holders of Yield Pause and other GATA NFTs. They're using like the art from this NFT collection with some of that teaser stuff for the Dimension rollout. So like there's maybe a here's the one from Danny. I got it. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's a team that's been here building for a while. They've had their DAO, they've had their validator infrastructure business for a while. They're now building a roll app on Dimension. You do you, boo. But I've been slowly but surely minting a little colony of cats. There's some rank based on fur color on how much yield they get back. So like the lowest rank is like the orange fur cat, and that's just like a regular one share yield. And then I think the brown fur is like some big, like massive 9x share or something like that, or 13x share. And then there's all these different ones in between for black fur, white fur, gray fur. So yeah, I've been trying to find a brown fur kitty. But yeah, it'll probably be a decent project to hold on to here, especially if, you know, all these rollouts on Dimension have been pretty hot in terms of the hype they're generating in the space, all the chatter about them, things like that. So I don't know. Don't sleep on the current narrative, right? Don't sleep on this cycle's narrative. What else have we got? What was the other thing I said I wanted to get to, Signal? There's three things. No, I forgot one of them.
you got the two of them. You got GataDAO and Chilled Worlds. And the other, I don't know. I can't remember.
Blebbed it. Oh, well. Can't help myself sometimes. Let's take a moment. We can shout out the bad berries. Like, they're not minting great. Whitelist wasn't received the message or not. I'm not sure. But it was all star stakers. I don't know if there was like a cutoff, like 500 stars or something, but it made it sound like there was a ton of star stakers that were whitelisted and bad kids, I think. Anyhow, they were on creators chat yesterday chatting about a little bit. 6% minted right now. Not a ton of minting for that. I wasn't sure how this would go when it came up into my feed. Finally, I know Signal, I had asked you about it and you said they were kind of quiet about what it was going to be. So there wasn't a lot of like public info in the lead up or anything like that. But man, we had a lot of liquidity move around last week, right? So like anybody who minted this week, I feel like was going to have a tough time. Like I was looking at anything this week, PFP wise, big collection wise, maybe not having a great time because we had the sloths. We had, the yield paws are 75% minted. So that did take some liquidity. Like it wasn't like not a lot of minting happened there. Coping Punks minted out. Chilled Walkers has been slowly minting along. Like there's a lot of projects that are taking minting funds. And then of course we did have that big secondary FOMO push with Celestian Sloth. So I was wondering if PFP collections might suffer for a week or two because again, people put a lot of liquidity into stuff like this. And then there's all this FUD right now about alts having their pullback while Bitcoin dominance goes up a little bit at this point of the cycle. And so, yeah, we'll see if things change around on public for bad berries or if it's just going to be a slow mint or it's not too high of a price at 300 stars for presale and I think 400 for public is what it's going to be. I don't know. Are you guys minting any? Throw some in the comments and let us see them if you did with your whitelist. But otherwise, we'll have to see how public goes. I don't know. What else, guys? What else we got to chat about today?
It's really a roll of the dice with if you do, you know, kind of a mint that doesn't have a lot of like marketing grind ahead of it.
Yeah.
You said, it's a tough week. Because there's a lot of attention elsewhere. I think like a kind of surprise mint can do really well if there isn't much else going on, you know what I mean? But if there's a bunch of attention on other things, people might just, I don't know, just not see it.
Yeah, absolutely. That and not even, like I didn't even give justice to like Babu right now, right? They didn't mint, right? That's not minting liquidity, but that's liquidity on Stargaze that could be used for minting. And that's gone through a huge pump. So there's a number of things that have happened this week that could shift minting liquidity away from a project that isn't as known, didn't do a community grind, didn't get in people's eyes, people's feeds. I see Geckies in here and I see their floor price still holding. Their volume may be going down a little bit, but their community is holding that floor price and things like that. So that's also going to drive, right? Like we've got a number of projects here on secondary where it's been slightly going up on their floor price after the filters finally had its moment. Wreck Bulls are up to 6K stars. Like, so again, that's where community is putting their funds right now is into some of these other things where maybe we're seeing some of the early bull season gains cycle into some of these like loved, you know, long-term projects and things like that, community projects. But yeah, it's like you said, it's a roll of the dice, especially when you're going to be a little hush about it in the lead up, not much of a community build. And then, yeah, definitely we saw that the last couple of weeks were a little bit more hype and a little bit FOMO and things like that. So that's going to change the dynamic a lot.
Did you get that drop for holding a bull? I'm a little bit, I'm mad at them right now because you had to like claim something on Discord.
Nah, I
missed it.
Fucked up so badly. So I was on, I knew you had to go in and fill out the form in Discord. I was on my trip and like I was checking in with somebody because I have an open ticket with Rick Discord because I bring a lot of collab whitelist and stuff to him. So Trendy was like, dude, you still got time, don't worry, like you can get it done. And so I was trying to make sure I got it done, and I just went through the claim form real quick and I put in my Stars address because that's the only place I have like wrecked NFTs, and I didn't put in my Osmo address. And I guess you needed to put in your Osmo address where you wanted the lab deposited to. So I plebbed it and wrecked myself, I guess. Which, you know, I know they're in their own space, or maybe it's shut down. I know they had a lab space going. But come on, Wreck Gang, you guys want to talk about experiments and technology and all this cool stuff. You know you can get an Osmo address from my Stars address. You know you can. That's the beauty of this stuff in IBC, is that if I give you my Stars address, you can get the corresponding Osmo address. So anyhow, whatever, it's a pleb gripe. I definitely missed the, you know, like, this is Web3, this is blockchain. So honestly, at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own wallets and the shit that goes on with them. And the bottom line is I dropped the fucking ball there. So I missed out on a few lab. Or maybe a few, maybe more than a few. I had three bulls. I heard it was 1-to-1 for bulls, and then it was like a pro rata thing for chickens. So I don't know how much I would have got for my chimkins. I do have some stuff on BBL, and I'm pretty sure I've done the right thing there to verify my wallets. But again, you have to do a wallet verification. They have this cool little thing on their app, right, where you can go and it verifies how many things you have. You can enter any address, whatever. It pulls all the other addresses. All you have to do is just click verify. But do that for Backbone Labs if you've got Migaloo Whales, if you've got Kujirans over there that you migrated, if you've got Skeleton Punks. I think that's all the ones that are qualifying for lab. I'm not certain, but go find it on the Backbone Labs handle, you guys. Madcat, I saw you had a hand up, I think, if you want to jump in.
I'm going to say, don't feel too bad about missing out on lab. I have six Kujirans staked on Dowdow. And so, I had time to migrate them, but I waited too long. Now it's definitely too late, but I'm going to miss out on some, I guess they qualify for lab too, don't they? But
yeah, the Kujirans, if you have them over on Backbone Labs, you had to migrate them off of Stargaze. If you have them there, then yes, they qualify. But you do have to, again, you have to do that wallet verify through their little wallet bot or whatever.
Thankfully, Stargaze had a banner on top of their front end. It was like, hey, if you want some of this lab airdrop, verify your wallet. And it took you to their website. So I did that. And thankfully, I hold a few rec bulls and some chickens, so I am getting like a decent amount of lab, which I'm grateful for.
Hey, Homestead, I want to make a shameless plug for Whale Dad here.
Okay.
If you join our Discord, he has an alpha channel, and he's really good about sharing all of that stuff that I don't understand. But if you, join our Discord for Conspiracy, and Whale Dad's pretty good at keeping people in the loop, and he'll link things and make sure you have what you need for the alpha.
There you go. Another alpha channel for you guys, right? I always say, like, everybody needs to be in a couple of good alpha channels. You know, you can't be on top of every play, but if you've got some alpha channels where people are bringing the plays, you won't miss all of them, right? You need to get yourself in one of those types of communities. I found a Backbone Labs tweet. I think it'll take you to the link. It says today's the final day to register your wallet. So if you've got If you've got NFTs over on Backbone Labs, y'all, just click this thing right now, please. Go register your wallet, and it'll just tell you the ones that are eligible for Lab, so you can register. Click the buttons and get your gosh darn Lab. It's almost $100 a token, or it is over $100 a token at this point. Don't be mad at yourself because you didn't get your four Lab tokens or whatever I missed out on for this NFT that I'm not going to be able to mint now because I missed on my Lab tokens. Like, I don't even know. Am I going to have to buy like $500 worth of Lab to mint one of these NFTs? It's coming up too, right? 4 days? We'll be talking about it on Monday for sure. Who knows? Who knows? I have to figure it out. I have to sell something. I have to take some offers or run an auction. Jacob, how quickly can I settle an auction on Atlas DAO's page, man? I need to generate some liquidity for a mad scientist, bro. All right. Well, anyways, back to Freshman Friday. I don't know. I guess that's kind of the rundown of things this week. Anybody wants to come up? I might do kind of last call for chatting right now. We're getting close to the hour mark, and everybody can take a break and go to the bathroom and fill the water before Signal's space starts up. Yeah. All right, fam. I'm going to shut it down then. I don't see any requests. It's been great. Been good Freshman Friday. Go out, flip some NFTs, mint some NFTs. Saturated City opens up in 22 minutes. So if you were going to try and get after that, be ready. It's only 20 pieces. So if there are collectors going for it, it's going to go quick. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on Monday what's going on. Everybody join me on Monday morning for coffee. And whatever alpha you want to bring or whatever projects have updates that you're involved in, you're involved in their community, come on and chat about it on Monday. We'll do this again then. Thank you for spending time with me in the afternoon, you guys. Thank you to my speakers for helping it be a real space instead of just playing rant. Everybody do be kind, be well, and keep farming your dreams. Peace out.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Eternal Spaces.